You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A high-ranking naval officer with roots in central New York is spending a few days in his hometown, visiting schools and organizations to talk about his long career in the Navy. Rear Admiral and Naval Oceanographer John Ocon grew up in Camillus and graduated from West Genesee High School in 1987.
Those that invested in me here in Syracuse and along my journey, I'm here really to pay forward, to give back to the community that really put the Common Core values into my soul that I use today. Talk to them about, hey, you could be an admiral one day.
Admiral Ocon is based in Mississippi, where he's in charge of the Naval Meteorology and Oceanography Command. His main focus is collecting data about the ocean and keeping the Navy fleet safe.
We sense the environment, the physical environment, ocean and atmosphere, from the bottom of the ocean to the stars. A plane doesn't fly, a ship or submarine do not sail without naval oceanography. We know more about the surface of the moon than we do the bottom of our ocean. So getting that data out of the ocean, processing it, predicting it, and then getting it back to our submarines and others that operate in the ocean.
But Ocon didn't originally plan on dedicating his life to the Navy. He decided to attend the Naval Academy as a way to pay for college, but he quickly found out that his work felt more like a passion than a job. Ocon says now he feels it's his job to develop character in people in and out of uniform. He says the past 27 years have helped him both personally and professionally, and it feels like family.
I had no intention of going anywhere past 4 years, and this sense of belonging in something bigger than yourself. And that's what I think appeals to young people nowadays, is that you can come into the Navy family. Yes, it's huge, 300,000 plus, but it truly is a family of brothers and sisters.
Ocon also spent time talking with Syracuse University Chancellor Kent Siverud about the resources available to veterans. Ocon says he's giddy about visiting home. Last weekend, he was proud to join the West Genesee High School marching band on the football field. He also plans on going apple picking and stopping at Dinosaur Barbecue. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.